This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Devin Nunes, who is the CEO and the guru of Truth Social, a very stable platform. You're all invited. It's easy, and it believes in the First Amendment. That's an extra selling point these days. However, we turn to the politics of the moment have to do with 1 year of warfighting in Europe. The two speeches last week, President Putin's in Moscow and President Biden's in Warsaw, frame the story. Moscow and Putin said, NATO attacked us, we're defending ourselves. Mr. Biden, truthfully, said, you attacked Ukraine, and NATO is helping a friend, not a member of NATO, a friend. However, there's new leadership in the House of Representatives, there are new voices. So, Devin, the party is not ready to offer a blank check to the president. The party is looking to review, I read, the money flowing into Ukraine because there have been various reports of corruption. Where is the party, especially Kevin McCarthy's leadership, about the Ukraine war 1 year into it?
I think the challenge, John, is what is the truth? And, you know, you on your show, you have so many varying voices, all very smart people, all a lot of people that I've listened to for years on your show, participated in joint interviews with a lot of the folks. And even with your people, your experts, they disagree with each other. So no one knows what the real facts are. I mean, we don't even really have real casualty numbers, which is quite incredible. I mean, so, you know, some people say Russia's had 200,000 casualties, including possibly 100,000 dead. You know, I don't know. We don't know how many Ukrainians have been killed. So the lack of real information, I think, is really concerning. Now, as we move forward here, without good information and good facts, you know, I think the American people are starting to see, and what you're seeing Speaker McCarthy deal with is it's just been this blank check of, and it's turned into, oh, we're going to just supply them so they can protect themselves, versus now, I mean, they're talking about sending jets, and we're in excess of $100 billion. And, you know, people see, you know, the staging of, I think this week, John, I don't know if you reported on it or not, but this, you know, Biden gets to Ukraine, and then you've got sirens going off as if there's some like imminent air threat. And what you see Zelensky with, and I think rightfully so, there's a lot of staged acting going on. So once again, I think people say, well, look, Zelensky, it's great. He's fighting. What Putin's a madman. He obviously had come into Crimea many years ago, and then he does this invasion. And Zelensky and the Ukrainian people are standing up and fighting for themselves. But yet Zelensky doesn't do himself any favors when he's, you know, constantly wearing like his green hoodie, military camo boots. But then it leaks out that many things are being staged. So it really, I think it gives people like me who used to be, you know, part of the foreign policy apparatus of our government, you know, I don't like that kind of stuff, right? Like, look, dude, if you're wearing combat boots and you're getting shelled, and I guarantee you, I get Vladimir Putin would love to kill you, but you probably shouldn't be doing propaganda to then feed around the world of like staged Hollywood acting type of stuff. And so I think, John, everybody's sitting there just scratching their head where we've gone from barely going to support them, give them some blankets, the Ukrainians, to well in excess of $100 billion. We don't know what the truth is. You got people on both sides that are saying, you know, one side saying, oh, my God, like Putin's getting ready to nuke Ukraine and you'll never beat him, to, oh, my God, like Putin's just about ready to fall and the Ukrainians are driving everybody out. So probably, John, what's going on here is you probably got to what do you always say? Ignore the first three reports in war.
The first three reports are wrong.
Are wrong. So probably everybody's wrong here. My guess is that this is a stalemate, largely going to depend on you know how long, you know, before, you know, can Putin. I think the only way out of this would be if Putin was to somehow be taken out by his own people, by the Russian people. Zelensky's not going to be taking him out. And then I think the larger problem that I think what I'm sitting here scratching my head over is, you know, the Democratic Party, I don't know how many lectures I had to sit through for my, two decades in Congress. You know, they were the people who weren't warmongers. They were the people that wanted to get all the parties together, get to the table, whether it be the Iran nuclear deal or the Palestinians and Israel, or, you know, how many times did they try to, split Iraq into three different places? They wanted to negotiate with the Taliban and ISIS, and they had the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. But always, John, they were consistent with one thing. The Democrats and the party were the party that we bring everybody to the table. We don't get into wars. Well, John, for a full year here, I don't see any of that. I don't see anyone within our own government run by the Biden administration saying, hey, let's put a proposal on the table and get Putin, get the Russians, and get the Ukrainians to a table so that we can solve this problem. Let's get some type of peace agreement. Yet this week, who did we see do that? The Chinese. Right. And so now you got the Chinese really making a move to partner with Russia that I think gets us to a place that a lot of people have been warning about, a lot of people you have on your show. The last thing you want are the Chinese basically being able to exert their power and influence. And they now have come and said, look, you know, here's a peace agreement. Why wouldn't the Biden administration have some type of peace agreement? I mean, it's really hard to understand. It's almost like they want this war. It's almost like they're staging it for like Biden. Biden went to thinking he was going to be, you know, some combination of Winston Churchill, FDR, and George Patton, you know, marching into Ukraine. But look, I just don't see a path without Putin being taken out that somehow this war is going to come to an end. And it sure as hell has not helped by Biden going there and pounding his chest and then leaving and slipping up the stairs on Air Force One looking like a fool.
We can wait and for the president's decision to announce a reelection or not, and we can expect, if it is for reelection, that the president will have something to say about his ambitions, about his intentions in Ukraine. That has not happened yet. I note all the voices I have, for and against the war, for and against NATO, for and against the United States, for and against Russia, all say, what are we fighting for? That's a short version of what you just said. What are we fighting for? What is success? And we'll look forward to the president's reelection speech, if it comes, and there's reason now to believe that it will come sooner. Devin Nunes, former member of Congress, author of the Nunes Memo, which, of course, is a document that Adam Schiff has never explained, and also CEO and guru of Truth Social, the very study Truth Social connected to the infrastructure of the very study and successful Rumble. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.